Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Four Persons Network. Join us at this hour of mercy for the Chaplet of Divine Mercy for the intentions of the holy souls in purgatory and to rid the world of the scourge of abortion. The intro is by Donna Corey Gibson, copied from the YouTube channel Super School.
You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O fount of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us.
From the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
as a fount of mercy for us,
I trust in you. Oh, blood and water which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus,
have a fount of mercy for us.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you,
Jesus.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Hi, John. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and for those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
And for the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen.
Amen.
And that comes from St. Faustina's diary at page 950. St. Faustina,
pray for us.
Pope St. John Paul II,
pray for us.
Jesus, we trust in you.
Amen.
You want to go ahead and do the daily update?
Yeah, we had a pretty good day today. For those who are not subscribers to Lisa Marie Nicole's Rockin' for God Facebook page, she did a video interview today, but she didn't expose it to all the platforms. She just exposed it to that video page, but we captured the audio and we posted it on Blog Talk Radio. So you can go back earlier today in the archives of Blog Talk Radio and hear that interview. And later in the day, I did another interview, a fascinating interview with Greg Nolan, a psychotherapist out of England. And he talked about what he calls Catholic Cognitive Behavioral Therapy, or Catholic CBT. I also did that as a video interview, and we're posting the audio to that. You'll be able to listen to that at 4:30 this evening, Eastern Time. And if you want to watch the actual video interview, it's in the show notes, as well as a link to his website and his email. And I hope you'll catch that, Rich. I think you'll think it's a very fascinating interview.
I plan on catching it as soon as it's posted.
Yep. And I know that tomorrow Terry is going to be on, and he's going to be talking about the debacle at St. Patrick's Cathedral.
And that's at 6:30 Eastern.
Right. Have you been able to find out what the agenda is for Ken and for William?
As a matter of fact, I have. So Friday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern, Ken has an interview with Matthew Allen Johnson. And he said that as the interview shapes up, he'll be able to let us know what will be discussed. And then William got back to me this morning, and he told me that Saturday for Catholicism Rocks, I have an interview with Bernadette Smith of Precious Life in Ireland. And then on Burnt Toast and Coffee, he is going to discuss who wrote Hebrews. That's going to be interesting.
That's going to be interesting because there's a lot of controversy on that. If Paul wrote Hebrews, then why is the only one of his epistles that he didn't alter? That he didn't, you know, sign his name to. So that's going to be an interesting show. And then, of course, we wrap up Saturday evening with Lisa Marie Nicole. And we're going to be doing, she's going to be doing, again, the video. Now, this video will go to all of the platforms, including our Facebook page and our YouTube. But we're also going to capture the audio and put that on Blog Talk Radio. And I wanted to mention that we want subscribers to our YouTube. We're really starting to grow, and we want you to check out. We're doing some really good things on there. So that's youtube.com/THE4persons. So it's youtube.com/@THE4persons. And we've already got a real good collection of really good videos on there, and we're adding all the time. And we've got more coming up. I mean, we've got, you know, Lisa's stuff coming up, and we've got a debate coming up on the 15th, which is going to be really good. It's going to be a debate on Sola Scriptura. So please like our our YouTube page, subscribe to it, and spread the word. Help us grow.
Amen, amen, amen. Now, when are you going to start your series on Revelations?
Well, probably the beginning of next week. I had to push it back because I've had a nasty bout with a stomach virus the last couple of days. So probably going to start that near the beginning of next week, but definitely looking forward to that.
That's so going to be interesting.
Yeah, prayers appreciated. I missed 2 days of work because of this stomach bug, but I seem to be turning the corner, so your prayers are appreciated.
Well, and we prayed for you yesterday.
Thank you.
So, since we've got the daily update, let's talk about the saint of the day. And the saint of the day is Pope Saint Hilary. Pope Saint Hilary reigned as Holy Roman Pontiff from the year 461 to the year 468. He succeeded Pope Saint Leo I, also known as Leo the Great, and he was succeeded by Pope Simplicius. And as was the custom with many of the early popes, Pope Saint Hilary used his birth name, Hilarius, as pope. So he was born in Sardinia in modern-day Italy. At the time, it was part of the Roman Empire, and it would eventually become the Papal States. Pope Saint Hilary was archdeacon under Pope Saint Leo I, and as archdeacon, Pope Saint Hilary fought for the rights of the Roman See. Hilarius was sent as a papal legate along with Bishop Julius of Puteoli to the Second Council of Ephesus, which was also known as the Robber Council. Pope Saint Leo had sent a letter to be read at the council. The head notary of the council decided that the emperor's letter should be read first. At the end of the day, the pope's letter was not even read. Hilarius opposed the condemnation of Flavian of Constantinople, and in doing so, he uttered a single Latin word, contradictor, which defeated the condemnation in the name of the pope. This greatly angered Diosaurus, who was the Pope of Alexandria, and he supported the condemnation and presided over the synod. Flavian would be attacked by followers of Diosaurus and would die on August 11th, 449 of those injuries. A letter from Hilarius apologized to Empress Pulcheria for not having delivered the letter of the Pope to her after the council. However, Hilarius had a difficult time getting to either Constantinople or to Rome on account of the exits from the city being blocked by forces loyal to Dioscorius, making his escape difficult at best. Flavian and Eusebius of Dorylaeum appealed to the Pope. It is likely that their letters were delivered to the Pope by Hilarius. Pope Saint Hilary continued with the policies of Pope Saint Leo I. Pope Saint Hilary worked hard to overcome the ruling of tolerance of schismatic sects within the church. There was an archdeacon named Hermes who had seized the bishopric of Narbonne against the rulings of church law. There were other matters in Gaul, modern-day France, which caused quite a bit of consternation within the church. So two Gallican prelates were sent to the Pope to make these matters known. These matters were ruled upon by a synod, and Hilarius wrote an encyclical regarding them. In 463, Emeritus of Vienne had consecrated a bishop of DA despite the fact that this city belonged to another metropolitan diocese, that of Arles. When he heard about this, Pope St. Hilarius dispatched Leonidas of Arles to convene a synod to look into this matter. Based on the report of Bishop Antonius, Pope St. Hilarius issued a written edict on February 25th, 464, directing Bishop Varenus to advise Mamertus that the faculties of his bishopric would be withdrawn if he continued with this course of conduct. Pope St. Hilarius also had to deal with issues in Hispania, which is Spain. Pope St. Hilarius was forced to look into an episcopal ordination of Bishop Silverius of Coloma. The Pope was asked for his decision on the issue. However, before an answer could be had to their petition, these very bishops had reason to contact the Vatican for issues completely unrelated to the issue at hand. Bishop Nundarius of Barcelona had, before he died, expressed a wish that Irenaeus might succeed him in his bishopric. However, he had already made Irenaeus bishop of another see. This request was granted and confirmed by the Synod of Tarragona. Henceforth, bishops sought papal authority before doing such things. During his papacy, Hilarius also entered into a number of construction projects, including the building of the Chapel of Holy several convents, Bishop of the Chapel of the Holy Cross, several convents, two public oratories, and another chapel. Liber Pontificalis, which provides most of what we know about Pope St. Hilarius, gives him great praise for these projects. He also built two oratories in the baptistry of St. John the Lateran Basilica, one in honor of St. John the Baptist and the other in honor of St. John the Apostle and Evangelist. Hilarius died on February 29, 468. Buried in the Basilica of St. Lawrence outside the walls. And that's what we know about Pope St. Hilary.
Awesome.
And let's see. So I can close that out. And I've already written tomorrow's Saint of the Day, and I've got it set to release at midnight my time tonight. We are writing, pardon me?
I said fantastic.
Yep. We wrote about blessed, timed, scheduled, there it is. Blessed Daniel Brodier, and his feast day is today, and since he's one of the lesser knowns, whose feast is today, William and I decided to use him for tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I say William only because I reached out to him to ask what I should do, since there are no saints for February 29th, because their feast day would only be celebrated once every 4 years.
Makes sense.
And so William recommended Bishop Daniel, or Blessed Daniel Brodier. He lived in the 19th and 20th centuries and was a chaplain in the French army. And seems like a really cool guy.
Yeah.
And boy, we've run through everything today, so I guess we get to talk about the Rock Company shop again today.
Yeah, they're great people.
They really are. They're nice. They are the salt of the earth, the nicest people in the world. Good-hearted, kind. And, you know, they're in a situation that they are because of no fault of their own. I mean, you know, first business dropped off because of COVID, and then just as business was starting to recover from COVID, the war in Hezbollah attacked, or Hamas attacked Israel, and they've been going at it for what, 4 months now, 5 months?
Mm-hmm.
And showing no signs of stopping.
I'm looking at their website right now, and, I mean, they offer jewelry, olive wood products, icons, stuff for the home and office, Dead Sea products, church supplies, souvenirs, stuff for Hanukkah, menorahs, metal figures, mother of pearl, rosary, Christmas specials, Easter specials. They've got all kinds of stuff. Now, I want to say this, folks. There are a lot in, you know, places online where you can order stuff from, and a lot of those are Catholic. But one thing that separates the Rock Company from a lot of the others is, number one, and I think Richard will back me up on this, the quality of what they produce, the quality of their items is just superior. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. What they have is amazingly well crafted, and I've already got my eyes on a nativity set that I'm going to buy in October, and I'm saving up for it now.
Yeah,
because it's a little over $1,000.
Yeah, and the second thing that's that separates them from a lot of other places is they're right there in the Holy Land. They're right there at Bethlehem at the Shepherd's Field, and you know, during the holidays, I bought 5 rosaries from them, and they actually took those rosaries and they placed them at the actual exact site where Jesus was born, not just in the enclosure, in the building, but at the exact location where Jesus was born. They placed these rosaries. You're getting stuff that's made of actual olive wood from the Mount of Olives. You're getting stuff that's made in Bethlehem, in Jerusalem. So, and as you've mentioned, a lot of the rosaries, like for instance, the rosaries I've got, they have a small cylinder in the inside of the rosary that contains actual soil from Bethlehem. Folks, this is soil that Jesus walked on. Okay.
That's soil that touched the feet of our Lord.
Yeah. Yeah. It's just amazing. And again, two wonderful people. We've had them on several times. Just two absolutely wonderful people, a wonderful family, a wonderful family-owned business. And like you said, they're hurting right now through no fault of their own because, you know, a bunch of terrorist barbarians decided they wanted to, you know, start wreaking havoc last October. And the Israeli economy has contracted 20% since the attacks. Now, try and fathom that, Richard. A 20% in a contraction in the economy in what? 4 months?
4 months. Four months.
That's devastating. That's devastating.
That would, over the course of a year, if it continued at the current rate, it would be a 60% contraction of the economy there, 60%. And a lot of that is tourism because people are scared to go there right now because of the fighting.
Yeah. Well, I'm hoping to go there in November. I've already got my trip booked and nearly paid off. So I'm hoping that trip's going to go through, but you know, and we're all hoping that things are going to get better very, very quickly. But meanwhile, we got to do what we can to keep these good people afloat. So any of you can help by purchasing something. If you can't purchase something, then number two, show their website, therockcompanyshop.com, to someone you know. And at the very minimum, you should be praying for these good people.
Absolutely. In fact, let's go ahead and say a Hail Mary for them.
Yep.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Amen. And by the way, Pope St. Hilary,
pray for us.
We forgot to do that. So, all right, well, let's go ahead and call it a day. And all of y'all listening out there today, I want you to have a blessed rest of your Wednesday and a blessed Thursday until I see you at 3:30 right back here for the Chapel of the Divine Mercy, and that's 3:30 Eastern. My name is Richard Pettis. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
And remember, if you miss Richard's show tomorrow, you got to wait 4 years to catch him on the same date.
Yeah. it'll be streaming, so you'll be able to watch in case, you know, somehow you miss February 29th.
Okay.
Just like all of our shows are streaming.
God bless you.
All right. God bless you. Bye-bye.